Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. This week, building a digital defense against charity fraud. It's likely you know a friend or a family member who had to evacuate their home. Maybe even someone who has lost their home in the devastating wildfires we have been seeing in Oregon in recent days. Social media feeds and the news are filled with heartbreaking images of entire towns wiped out and people struggling to get by. It is a time for our community to come together to help our neighbors. As you consider how you want to help or to which organizations you want to donate, we just want you to be careful. For obvious reasons, charity scams spike after significant events, particularly natural disasters. Fraudsters prey on your feelings of helplessness. These criminals will create fake social media accounts and websites to make it easy for you to give. Just click the link and you will feel like you've really made a difference. Unfortunately, if you pick the wrong organization, those most in need will never see your donation. Along with the Federal Trade Commission, we offer these tips for safe giving. Donate to charities you know and trust. Designate the donation to go to a specific disaster relief effort as opposed to a general fund. Never click on links or open attachments in unsolicited emails, text messages, or social media posts. Verify the legitimacy of any solicitation by contacting the organization directly through a trusted contact number. Do your research. Use the FTC's resources to examine the track record of any particular charity. Beware of organizations with copycat names that are similar to, but not exactly the same as, those of reputable charities. Avoid charities that ask for you to pay a cash, gift card, virtual currency, or wire transfer. A safer bet is to pay by credit card or write a check directly to the charity. Do not make checks payable to individuals. Know that most legitimate charity websites end in .org rather than .com. Finally, make contributions directly rather than relying on others to make a contribution on your behalf. Those affected by the fires can definitely use your help, and there are plenty of legitimate charities out there to do that work. You just need to do your research before giving. If you have been victimized by a charity fraud scam or any other online scam, be sure to file a report with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your local FBI office.